the Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3
UFM.
Oh, good morning, Crevo.
Good morning. Isn't it cold out there? Jeez.
We are both rocking the hoodies this morning.
It's very chilly. I think like 8 degrees.
8 degrees. Ooh. Currently 8 degrees here in Sandgate.
That's a hard pass from me, but it is what it is.
I've got hoodie and Ugg boots. The ideal combination for not even winter. We're not even in winter yet.
I was going to say, Baldo bra. Straight down the shops.
Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, guys.
Are you rocking the hoodie this morning?
No.
No, she's too classy
for
that.
You need to join the hoodie club, babe.
Have you met Jess?
You look much more comfy than I do in, like, heels and a nice knit jumper.
I was going to say, because Crevo's got the black Star Wars hoodie. I've got the black My Chemical Romance hoodie. Jackson, are you in a hoodie?
I'm not in a hoodie. I'm in a jacket that's designed for fishermen in the cold.
Yeah.
So I've gone one better.
Well, you do get up earlier than the rest of us driving from Sydney, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's warmer in Sydney. Do you know what? Newcastle's so cold. When I get here, I can see my breath. In Sydney, it's a bit warmer.
So I've realised this morning that my aircon, like the warm aircon, doesn't kick in until I get into the car park.
It works.
Literally no point in me having it on.
Don't even put it on. Don't bother.
Whatsoever. Let's warm up, though, with Lads versus Lasses, Crebo.
Yeah, that's right. Our ultimate battle of the sexes. The Lasses at 39. Are you kidding me?
It's a good time.
Jeez.
Good time
Come
to
on.
Be a lass.
Lads on 36. So we need a winner this morning, guys. A $50 voucher for Gamble and Brown up for grabs. Gamble and Brown at Katara Home just celebrated their 6th birthday, so they got the new menu and all the old favourites, all that stuff. 13:10:09. We need one guy, an excellent winner, and one girl who just doesn't know that much.
Nah, lasses, you underestimate the lasses in Newcastle, Crevo. You really do.
Well, they're winning, so not that much.
Exactly. Let's keep it that way. Lads versus lasses next. 13:10:09. If you do want to play,
the Novos,
UFM, and the Novos, lads versus lasses.
Yeah, it's a battle of the sexes like no other. The lads currently on 36, doing pretty well. The lasses, though, ahead, 39.
Look, we're doing good stuff. We're doing good
fuming.
Things at the moment.
I'm absolutely fuming.
Calm down.
We have an amazing lad on the line. Oh, my God. No lass, so we're just going to win by default.
Well, obviously, we do need a lass then on 13:10:09 to wipe the floor with the blokes. Let's go to Anthony in Cessnock. He's also a part of the Hoodie Club.
Over
the election, counting down the days until the entire thing is over. Hey, Anthony.
Morning, Novos. How are we?
Morning. I need to know what kind of hoodie are we rocking today?
Oh, tradie hoodie, mate.
Tradie hoodie. That's the way. That's the way. I love it. All right, let's get into your questions then. Question one. What kind of clothing does the brand Lorna Jane sell?
Going out clothes? Like women's clothes?
Women's clothes, yeah.
Do they sell women's clothes?
They do sell women's clothes. You know what?
On a technicality.
I would wear Lorna Jane going out. It is active wear, but I would wear it going out. All right. Multiple choice. What is the alcoholic component of a daiquiri? Is it A, rum, B, vodka, or C, tequila?
A, rum.
Yeah, it is.
This is what I like to hear. My God. Okay.
Told you he's going to be good.
Question three. Which American singer has a fragrance called God is a Woman?
Pink.
Good guess, not it.
No, bugger. Ariana Grande.
Two out of three, though.
Look at him go.
I know, he's on fire.
Fire for a Thursday morning. How good.
Well, we're about to meet our lass in just a moment.
See, I told you the lasses would pull up. She's got to get two.
Her name is Melissa. She's from Belmont, a casual teacher, and says she's the world's most boring person, but thinks she'll take this out. Hello.
Hey, Melissa.
You have to actually talk. Hang on.
Melissa.
Melissa's on line one. Go again.
Is it line one? Yeah. Sorry.
We'll lock that in.
Melissa.
Good morning.
There you are. Sorry, I'm pushing the buttons and getting it all wrong.
No, that's all good. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
That's the way. All right, you're quietly confident. Let's do this. Number one for you. It's multiple choice, right? So nice and easy. What is Liqui Moly Airflow Sensor Cleaner for?
Seriously.
Look, any bloke who goes to like super cheap auto knows what this is. This is multiple choice though. Is it A, for cleaning record players, B, cleaning the sensors on laptops, or C, cleaning the components of all the airflow sensors on engines?
Cleaning the airflow sensors on engines.
Of course it is. Meg, it's only you that doesn't know what it is.
Of course it is.
All right, number two. This one's multiple choice as well. Easy, right? Which of the following is the heaviest wood? Is it A, Oregon, B, ironbark, or C, Western Red Cedar?
I'm going to go with Western Red Cedar.
No, that's very light. It's ironbark. Clue is in the name.
This one is to go to a tiebreaker coin toss.
You need this.
Yep.
What is a lift kit used for?
A lift kit?
Yep. Blokes are screaming at their radios right now.
Come on.
Out of time.
It's
for raising the height of four-wheel drives, SUVs, utes, all that stuff. You know how they make them look taller? That's a lift
kit. I wouldn't have a clue, but that means, Anthony, you got the win.
Yeah,
that's the way.
Lads.
You finally got a point on the board. Congratulations, guys.
Hey,
only took you all week.
37 now, we're only two behind. We're on the
done
way.
Well, congratulations. Hey, up next, I was reading a study yesterday that an adult store has put together about certain adult toys and the alternatives to certain adult toys.
The alternatives.
I didn't realise there were alternatives, but apparently there are alternatives. And we're going to get into the full list of those next. Very interesting, let me tell you.
Is this like people just finding stuff around the house, is it?
Basically. The Novos. And this story that came across yesterday, oh my goodness, I'm a little bit concerned about what women are doing out there because it was the top five things that women used before they got their very first adult toy.
Oh, so this is like, I guess they were using it as some kind of trial run?
Trial run, if you will, before they might have had the confidence to possibly go into an adult store or make that purchase online or whatever it is. Because I know online shopping has kind of changed the landscape of purchasing your first adult toy.
Right. Because with equipment, I know in the, trades, when you first try equipment, they call that a dry run.
Yes.
So I guess it's like that.
Kind of like a dry run, if you want to call it a dry run. But this list makes me concerned.
All right.
Mainly because if I were to go to someone's house who didn't own an adult toy, I'd be concerned they were still using these on a regular basis.
All right. Let's hear what the top things people are using.
We'll start at number five. Pens and pencils.
What?
That just sounds not pleasing at all.
I don't know why, but the first thing I think of is around here, and I don't see it as much now, but there used to be people that used to bite pens.
Yes.
And you know, there's all those like scabby bits on the end.
Ugh. Yep, absolutely not. All right, number four, deodorant cans. Now, you can understand where I'm coming from here. Mm. If I go over to a girlfriend's house, have you got some spare deodorant? And I grab the can and what have you done with this, babe? All right, number three.
That's the fourth most popular, too.
Yes, number three, electric toothbrushes.
Oh, God.
That makes sense.
Well, I guess there's a,
battery operated element.
That's right. They have a movement, don't they?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Number two.
Kind of rubbery.
Number two is the one that I'm most concerned about.
Oh, yes.
Fruits and vegetables.
That's just worrying, isn't it?
Now, you know the old trick with the banana?
No.
Like how they used to, if you had to practice on how to put protection on.
Right.
You'd have to use a banana to practice.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now you know why it was a banana, because you're practicing with the banana. But they're saying bananas, cucumbers and carrots is what they're top three were for the fruits and the vegetables.
Also concerning.
Yeah. Especially if they're making salads and you're over there.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely not. Number one, can you take a guess about the number one alternative?
Every single one so far has baffled me, so I've got no idea.
Number one is the trusty hairbrush.
Hairbrush?
Obviously the handle part of the hairbrush.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Well, I was guessing that, but now suspicion confirmed.
So who's done this research is an actual adult toy company.
So they're surveying thousands upon thousands of customers.
You know how you normally get a review survey after you purchase something? Imagine getting the review survey on this.
Yeah, so...
My headphones are falling.
No, that's all right.
Imagine getting the review survey saying, how was our customer service? Also, what were you using before you bought our product?
Hey, people are open and honest. That's what it tells me.
That's true. Well, obviously, they've got enough data to make this list. Absolutely nuts. All right.
I see what you did there. The
Novos. Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Is that what we got? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all the
local ads.
Weird.
105.3
New FM. On 13.10.09, we're looking for your kangaroo stories. Good, bad and ugly. We want to hear them all, right? Because up on the Gold Coast, Meg, there's this group of kangaroos, about sort of 40 of them.
Yeah.
And they live on this, like, very luxe Gold Coast country club on the golf course.
Oh, very luxe.
Well, they live on the, like, obviously on the greens and eat all the grass and stuff. And for years, they've sort of been just chilling there. No one really cared.
Yeah.
But recently, they've started attacking people. So there was this... this lady, 64 years of age, Mary her name was. She was out golfing with a group of friends. And this kangaroo came up behind her and basically, like, clawed her in the back and neck and left her with these injuries. Since then, there's been other attacks. And these kangaroos are causing absolute chaos on the golf course.
So are they like a gang now? Are they a gang of kangaroos?
They're essentially like the Eshays of kangaroos.
Eshays of kangaroos in Queensland.
Right? They're all ladding about. Some have even been seen with the bum bags, like, hanging across the shoulder.
Vaping across the
course. Always vaping, but still with a cigarette behind the ear, which is really weird. But, no, they're causing all this drama, these kangaroos, and obviously they can't evict them.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can do about it.
See, I have a soft spot for kangaroos because at Oakvale I have a kangaroo named Meg. They named after me.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I'm going to be on the kangaroo side here because how could I criticise my namesake?
Well, that's true. I mean, you might feel differently if Meg attacked you.
Meg would never do that. Meg is a beautiful kangaroo. How dare you even insinuate Meg is capable of such a thing?
13.10.09, with your kangaroo stories of any sort of shape or form, I guess, we'll take here.
If they're cute, even better. If they're brutal, the best.
That's exactly right. Everyone in the draw this morning for a family pass at tonight's versus Broncos tonight.
McLaren Stadium. How good. All right, we will take your calls next. Your kangaroo stories, 13.10.09.
The Novos.
We are talking randomly your kangaroo stories.
Yeah, this is all because at a Gold Coast country club, they're all ladding about 60 of them, and they're causing absolute chaos. One lady, 64 years of age, was swiped in the back and the neck, so she had these big scrapes, ended up in hospital.
That's a bit brutal.
Yeah, and apparently there's been other attacks recently from this gang who are taking over the golf course.
So we are calling them like the gang of Eshay kangaroos.
That's exactly what it is.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Trent, how's it going?
Good, yourself?
Doing really well. Come on, kangaroo stories. You got one for us, don't you, buddy?
Yes, I have. Yeah, probably about 40 years ago, I went travelling around Australia with my parents in an old panel van and... We stopped at Catherine Gorge.
Yeah.
And there was some kangaroos there wandering around the caravan park, and they were rather friendly. And I started playing with one from memory, and it jumped up, and I thought nothing of it. And we went travelling, got home, and I had a lump come up on my arm, and I thought, what's that? And I went and showed Mum, and she said, oh, looks like something's bit you. And she tried squeezing it, and next minute, a bit of a toenail come out of it.
Oh!
So it was the kangaroo's toenail had been on you for the entire, like, inside you for the entire trip.
Yeah, and when I got home, she squeezed it, and a bit of the nails come out.
Oh, oh. So it's like infected or something.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. She said,
geez.
Oh, maybe something's bit you. And I said, I can't remember anything, and yeah.
And then you remembered.
Geez, Trent.
The cheeky kangaroo.
So did you have to go get, like, antibiotics or anything like that?
No.
Nah, 40 years ago, nah, she'll be right. That's pretty much what it was.
The medicine back then was just wait. That was
absolutely,
all it was.
Absolutely, just wait and see. If it hurts any more tomorrow, we'll go to the hospital.
Yeah, Trish, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. Kriva, how are you?
Excellent. What kangaroo story do you have for us?
Yeah, well, I was living at Ashton Third a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they were doing up Green Hills before it got done up and stuff.
Yeah.
And opposite Maitland, the private hospital at the East Maitland there, they're putting in a roundabout, and I went up to go to Green Hills one night and went up towards the roundabout, and I sat there and I said, what's that? And there was these kangaroos pouncing around in the roundabout.
Oh!
Just going around and all that. I sat there watching them for 5 minutes, put my windows up because I didn't know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And they come over to the front of the car and they're just staring at me and I'm thinking, oh, no, because I know that they can jump all over cars.
Well, they're trying to roll you, Trish.
They wanted you.
Well, one of them actually headbutted the front of my car.
Oh!
Oh, geez.
Well, they're getting a bit nasty.
Quick question, yeah. Trish. Yeah. What were you doing skulking around a roundabout at 10 o'clock at night at Ashton Field?
I was just ducking up the coals before they shut at 10 o'clock.
Oh, was it? Yeah, right.
Oh,
okay.
Because they shut at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
and I had a big dent in the front of my car for ages after that.
Oh, jeez. How do you tell the insurance company what happened? Oh, yeah, a kangaroo punched my car.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't have played.
They didn't agree with that, did they?
No,
absolutely not. Thank you, Trish. Wow, so it turns out the kangaroos around this area, quite as brutal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A bit head buddy.
Yeah. What's the guys up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Let's talk about J-Lo. Something almost derailed her halftime show. We've got a sneak peek of her documentary that's coming out on Netflix. I'll play the audio. Also, two Cardi B's teaching everyone how to change a nappy with long nails.
Beautiful. I've always been concerned about long nails and nappies.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason? Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay, Jackson, of all the things that Cardi B can do for us, she's going to teach us how to change a nappy with those ridiculously long nails.
Yeah, so she was tweeted overnight by a rapper called Cash Doll saying that she's just had a baby and she needs some advice because Cardi B obviously has a long, long nails. So Cardi B, straight on it. She puts up a video tutorial. Take a bit of a list. I don't know if this is going to help people or not. She is changing the nappy on one of her daughter's teddy bears.
Go like this. You know what I'm saying? I go like that. If you didn't do too much poop, I just put it all the way down. You always want to make sure you clean the butt cheeks. Make sure it's clean. You go like this. You go like that. Whoop. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah,
hold on, KK. Why
are
you cleaning the butt?
It's
a long story.
It's a long story and very unhelpful.
She's going to make a song out of that whoop, whoop, whoop part.
I had to cut it down so much. I don't know what goes on in Cardi B's head, but I'm still none the wiser to how to change a nappy without nails, let alone with nails. All thanks to Cardi B.
Well, you need to practice, Jackson. You want 7 kids.
Yeah, but I also want a couple of nannies.
Oh, of course.
So you won't have to do it. Yeah. Look, Cardi B's nails are similar to, imagine if you get a pair of tweezers and cut the end so that the two sides are separated. That's what her nails are like.
Essentially. Yeah.
Yes. They're massive.
And she's here to help the masses.
Of course.
J-Lo has a new documentary coming out and she's trying to be all humble in it. She's trying to be like, oh, I'm just here for you.
I do this not for an award.
I do this to connect with people and make them feel things because I want to feel something.
Now, she's coming a bit of flack because about 30 seconds later in this little trailer for the documentary that we've got, it goes into detail about what almost stopped her Super Bowl halftime show. Now, I don't know if you remember when she was in the movie Hustlers.
Yeah.
Saw Oscar talk around her and she missed out on an Oscar nom.
Do you think you'll be nominated for an Oscar?
I mean, I hope so.
Hustlers first review is Jennifer Lopez is Oscar worthy.
It was hard. I just had a very low self-esteem. I had to really figure out who I was and believe in that and not believe anything else.
She couldn't get out of bed for a week for being snubbed, but hold on.
I do this not for an award. No, I do this to connect with people and make them feel things because I want to feel something.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She wants the to contradiction feel something. Right there.
I mean, who didn't pick that up?
I didn't even see Hustlers. I wanted to and I just never got around to it.
No, I never seen it either.
No.
I think here's one. I think I've seen it.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it any good? Or was it forgettable?
The fact that I said, I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
Crevo's Freaky Friday that's on a Thursday.
I know. It's very strange, very strange.
The Novos.
They're local as
dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're going to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
Jess just talking there about the, I want to call it a tackle. Obviously, it's not.
Young Luca. It's sweetheart.
The PM falling on a kid at soccer. I mean,
when this video surfaced last night, I'm pretty sure this has to be the most viral video
of all time.
Of all time in Australia at the bare minimum.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah, the PM is just going about trying to, you know, be the everyday man and join a kid's soccer match. Weird if you ask me, but anyway.
When was the last time you think he was on a soccer field playing regular soccer against regular people?
When he was that age.
Probably.
Realistically, that was it. Anyway, he trips and falls on this kid. Mm. And
picks him up to a degree, gives him a bit of a hug, like, oh, it's all right, Luca, it's fine.
I don't know why he did that. Like, that seemed unnecessary. Anyway, of course, the whole thing filmed, and there's a million memes and stuff out there about this.
The memes are just top-notch at the moment.
High quality, right? But this is what I thought we could do. 13:10:09, what drama has happened at your kids' sporting match? I mean, the PM falling on your child is pretty funny.
That's top tier.
That's top tier, but I reckon there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
Because kids' sporting matches can be a real, like, I guess, like a hotbed of emotions and energy. People are tired because they got there at 5 a.m.
Exactly. Very passionate parents.
There's so much of that, right? So much of that. 13:10:09. The best call is in the draw for a family pass to the Knights versus Broncos tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium. You want to get your hands on these tickets if you can,
if
right?
If your family are sport fans, obviously. Perfect for you. All right, we'll take your kids drama at the sport kids sporting events. We'll do it next.
The Novos
on 13:10:09. What happened at the kids sporting events?
The Novos.
Of course, I'm saying it's the biggest news of the day. ScoMo,
the decade.
ScoMo falling over on a kid on a soccer field. The video is superb. If you haven't seen it, watch it, the original, or one of the many remixes or memes being created about it.
You know what? I haven't been on TikTok yet. I guarantee there's going to be so many remixes, like reels as well on Instagram. It's going to be great.
It's going to be a good day.
See, I never really did sport as a kid. So, like, we did swimming, but there's not much that can really happen at a swim carnival.
Right, it's pretty limited.
Could
basically.
You imagine ScoMo being in a pool and what would happen there?
Oh, yeah, you don't.
It'd be interesting to say the least.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. You don't want to see it.
Absolutely not. Let's go to the phones. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What happened at the kids' sporting event?
Well, what happened to me, I was coaching my son's soccer team because none of the dads would do it.
Okay.
So you stepped up, Robbie.
I never played soccer. I played hockey, so it was sort of the same.
Exactly the same, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at the end of every training session, we'd have a game, and I always joined in. And I fell over and tore two ligaments in my ankle.
Robbie.
Oh, my God.
You're trying to be the hero, stepping into coach, and look what happens.
Yep, and it was the worst bit about it was my right ankle, and then I had to get in and drive my son and me home.
So no one even offered to try and take you home? Oh, my God, Robbie, what kind of parents were at this match?
Well, none of them, by the sounds of it.
No, well, we only lived two blocks away, but we were doing, 15 kilometres an hour.
Torn ligaments trying to drive a car, Robbie.
Very uncomfortable.
Poor bugger. You know what? You know what that means? Don't bother coaching your kid's soccer team team or whatever.
That's what I take from that.
It just ends in absolute... You know what? Kids' sport just seems to end in absolute disaster. That's what I'm getting out of
that.
This.
A lot of that
Love
on.
It or Loathe It up next. Producer Jackson has a topic lined up for us to get our thoughts on that topic. We're going to do it next.
The Novos.
Love it or Loathe It. Loathe It.
You know what? That wasn't awkward, was it?
No, it's all good. All right, love it or loathe it time.
Getting mine and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topics. Jackson, what have you got for us?
Growing your own food.
Okay, let's do it.
Love it or loathe it time.
I don't have anything lined up today.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I'm going to say love it.
Love it.
I've had a go at it, but you know what? I always fail.
Yeah.
Like, the only veg that I've gotten that's done well ever was silver beet.
I think I've only
ever... A few cucumbers, but often, like...
Silver beet.
Isn't that spinach of
basically,
some sort?
A big spinach, yeah.
I've never really successfully grown anything. When I lived with my mum, she did. Yeah. And she had, like, cherry tomatoes, spring onions, cauliflower, a couple of other things as well.
It's an exciting idea to me, but only when it comes to plants. I couldn't slaughter a pig. But the reason I bring this up is because Joe Rogan's at it again. He's copying some serious flack. I love what this guy says it is like to live in Australia. Take a listen to what he said on his podcast.
There's a part of Australia, New South Wales, won't allow you to grow your own food. Oh. I mean, you could justify it if you're a real piece of shit. Creeps, they got a good grip on people during the pandemic, because that's how you smoke out an anti-vaxxer. You can't even go to the grocery store anymore, and you can't grow your food.
What world are we living in? It's so tough for us here in New South Wales,
so
right?
I was so unaware that we could not grow our own food.
Or go to the grocery store.
Or go to the grocery store, and apparently it's an anti-vaxxer thing. Joe Rogan, just be quiet. Sit down.
He's become, and I think, since he signed that massive deal with Spotify, people thought it might, like, tame him. Yeah. I think it's emboldened him to just say anything.
Yeah.
Now, his producer calls him out later on in the clip, and he says, there's absolutely no fact to this. I'm actually Australian also, too. I've just done a Google. There's nothing on the internet. And Joe Rogan pulls out his phone and goes, nah, I'm pretty sure it's true.
I'm pretty sure it's true. You know what? I'm happy to welcome Joe Rogan into New South Wales.
I'm not. I don't think you should ever come here.
Oh, no, I'd love to bring him to my mum's house, for example, who grows her own food.
Oh, well, she's an outlaw, just FYI, breaking the law.
Off to jail.
Oh. Yes, I won't give out her address live on air, that's for sure.
Do not collect $200.
Absolutely not. Well, Joe Rogan, do some fact-checking before you do your podcast, bro.
Oh, I don't think he ever does that.
Absolutely not. You sign up next.
The Novos.
They're local ads.
Dustbin collector from the 1800s.
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
She's come to collect your rubbish.
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
So, last night, Meg, you and I went to the pub.
We did.
Town Hall Hotel.
Beautiful.
Waratah. Very nice steak, all that stuff. I want to bring up something next, though.
Yeah?
It's time for a bit of an intervention.
What? Look, I was a perfect dinner guest. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's not about the dinner?
It's not about the dinner.
It's something that happened before the dinner.
Before the dinner.
And I've noticed this more and more since you and I have become neighbours. We're going to get into it next. Intervention time with Meg.
Intervention. Oh, dear.
The Novos.
Yeah, that's right, Meg, because I noticed last night when I parked at the Town Hall Hotel over at Waratah where we had some dinner.
Yeah.
You... You have trouble parallel parking, Meg.
See, I've always had a little bit of trouble with this. So I only got my license when I was like 25.
Yep.
I'm 33 now. And in the... So I did a driving lesson before I did my test.
Smart.
And my driving instructor made me do a whole lesson just of parallel parks, just on the off chance, because I couldn't do them, just on the off chance I had to do one in the test. Lucky for me, didn't have to do one during the test. And you know how many times I've parallel parked since?
Very few.
Like twice.
So, and obviously last night there must have been some raffles on or something,
yeah,
because the whole car park was full.
Mm.
And I noticed you'd parked quite a ways down the road, missing several parallel parks. And even then, you're a bit on an angle. Like,
look, I can't park. I'm a horrible parker.
This is what, and of course, where we are in our street, because we're neighbours now.
Yeah.
That you all often have to parallel park to get a park nearby.
I've noticed this, especially on a Wednesday night. I've noticed when there's football or soccer on, whatever's at the Oval.
Soccer.
And they keep taking all the parks.
Because heaps of people park in our street during that time. So you have to do it. Now, I've been thinking about this for a while, and what I've actually done is organise a driving instructor, Meg.
I don't need a driving. I have my licence. I have my full licence. Yeah, I'm not a learner.
No, but not parallel parking in life is like a big handicap, Meg.
I've gone 7 years with the very rare occasion I've needed to parallel park. 7 years.
Yeah, but don't you want to be able
to? Because I'll just go park somewhere else. If I have to walk a couple of extra steps, I get my steps up for the day.
Yeah, but in our street, you have to be around the corner and down the road.
That's okay. I'll have to just get my steps up early in the morning.
Tomorrow,
get my heart rate going.
Tomorrow morning after the show, the lovely Bernadette, who helped Maddie get his license back in the day, is going to teach you to parallel park.
Oh,
and of course, I'll be riding along with and recording the whole thing.
You're coming shotgun, aren't you?
Exactly. Because this is something you need to learn.
I don't need to
learn it
at all.
It's a life skill, Meg. Remember I taught you to change a tyre? This is the next one on the list.
And guess what happened, 3 or 4 months later?
What?
I got the NRMA to come out and change my tyre.
But at least you know how.
At least I know how, but I wasn't doing it at 4:30 in the morning. I will do this for you because you've gone to the effort of,
and I want
of
you,
organising this for me.
I want you to be able to parallel park. When you imagine this, right? You're driving in the city. It's very busy. You've been going round and round the block. This is future Meg.
Yep.
Oh, there's a park right there. It's just big enough for my car. You'll be able to zip right in. And
I don't want to do this.
It's a life skill, and you're going to learn it tomorrow. So Monday on the show, you'll be able to hear how it all goes.
What is everyone's obsession with me and my driving?
Yeah, whoa. We're fixing it up bit by bit.
Maddie made me drive the work car down to Sydney and then criticised my driving whilst we were doing it. I'm like, excuse me, I'm driving you to Sydney.
Have some respect.
All right. Well, we'll do that tomorrow after the show, okay?
Exactly.
And then we'll have a report on Monday.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Not looking forward to it at all. Birthday lotto's up next, so I'm looking forward to that, giving away some money. What month are we looking for, Grebo?
Anyone born in May, call now, 131009.
Anovos. Thank you.
I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos birthday lotto.
He said all you need to know, all you need is a birthday to win $675. March, I believe.
May.
May. I get it wrong every single... I should write this stuff down, shouldn't I?
Do what you want. Live your own life. Don't let society tell you what to do, Meg.
Or you, actually, because you're the one who draws the month out. Who are we playing with today?
It's Kelly from the Central Coast, visiting her daughter and grandkids in Maitland. She has 12 grandchildren. That's a lot. Lee Kernaghan is her celebrity crush and needs to cash some birthdays coming up. Now, you're a big Lee Kernaghan fan, right, Meg?
No. Under no circumstances. Kelly, I'm so sorry. I read this before that you were a Lee Kernaghan fan, and I've gone, oh, my goodness, we're opposites.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's Kelly's like, hey, more Lee for me,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, more Lee for you. What do you love about Lee Kernaghan so much? I'm genuinely curious.
Country.
You just love country music in general.
I love his voice. We've been going up to Tamworth since 1992.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
About 3 years of it.
What's his most attractive feature?
Lee, his personality.
Oh, okay. You see, not the looks necessarily. It's more just who he is.
Yeah.
Can I ask, have you ever seen him without the cowboy hat?
Yes, I have.
Have
and
you?
I've even had photos with him, and I've even kissed him on the cheek with a photo. Oh my God.
Kelly!
Mamma mia.
That is the best. All right, let's hopefully get you some money. Maybe go back to Tamworth.
Hang on, Meg. Hold your horses. What did he taste like?
Oh, he smelled so good.
He tasted like heaven, I reckon.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. All right, let's spin these birthday balls. Take this money, go back to Tamworth, talk some Lee Kernaghan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kelly, were you born on the 11th of May?
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But you know what? Kelly, who is the real winner here? I mean...
You kissed Lee Kernaghan.
And tasted him.
Pardon, what was that?
Don't even worry about it. Thanks for playing.
You know what? So that would be me if I ever got to kiss Dean Lewis on the cheek.
You would never forget that moment.
I would never forget it. Like, that's peak for Kelly. That's amazing.
Even talking about it, she's all flustered.
She's all flustered. I love that so much. What an experience.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to the whole thing.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3 UFM.
Up next, team challenge time.
Yes.
Because Jackson has lined up a mystery caller who we're going to speak to, and we have to work out whether they are a celeb or a pleb.
I love this game.
Are they famous or just a regular person?
Now, when we say famous, they can be like Z grade.
Yeah. But like a known person, right? So someone from TV or a movie, that sort of thing, maybe even a commercial that was big back in the day.
Yes.
All of that sort of thing, that would count as celeb or just a regular person with no celebrity at all.
I was thinking
all.
Maybe Dougie from Pizza Hut. Remember Dougie?
No, I don't.
Well, he might have been Domino's. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, one of those.
One of those kind of guys.
So that will be in just a couple of minutes. And, you know, you can play along at home. It's a challenge amongst the team. So, Meg, you're on 9 points.
Yes, I am.
I'm on 7, trailing behind. If you get them by name, you get 2 points.
Yes, because you named, I believe, Roxy Jacenko,
on our last one.
She sent me a great candle, by the way.
Did she now? Where was my candle?
Oh, well, maybe you didn't praise her candles enough on air.
On the show,
maybe that's what it was. Yeah, damn. Producer Jackson organised it for me, actually. I was very thankful.
That's nice.
All right, we're going to play Celeb or Pleb next.
The Novos.
Yeah, Celeb or Pleb time. Of course, the challenge between us to see who can figure out whether it's a celebrity or a regular person. Jackson lines up an anonymous caller on the line, and we have to work it out just by asking stuff about their life.
Yes, let's get into this. Hello, Anonymous. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I've never been called Anonymous before.
Anonymous. Here's a new one for you. Let's get straight into this because I want to find out if you're a celeb or a pleb. All right, question one. Do you know how much it costs to fill up your car with a full tank of fuel at the moment?
I'm going to say around about $80, depending on the car you drive.
Oh, $80. All right, Prevo.
Okay. When did you last get a new phone?
Last year, new iPhone. Is this an ad for the iPhone or just say iPhone?
You can turn it into an ad for the iPhone if you like.
Any sponsored?
All right, question three. What is your favourite Mexican food?
All of the above. when they put churros with your burritos or chimichangas. No, wait, chimichangas. I'm going to change my mind to chimichangas.
I've never had a chimichanga before.
Pretty good.
I need to try this out.
All right, one more question. Do you see yourself as a good gift giver or are you more a cash and gift cards type of person?
I'm more of a take people for chimichangas.
You know what? I need to become friends with you. All right. Oh, you're very, very interesting. Okay. I'm going to say celeb.
You reckon celebrity? Yeah. I think celeb as well. Just your voice. If you're not, you should consider some sort of
Maybe radio. Okay, Anonymous. Are you a celeb or are you a pleb?
Well, actually, the joke's on you guys because this is Chris Hemsworth. No, it's not really. It's not really. My name is Jack, and I am a pleb.
I work for
AGL, and did I mention I love chimichangas?
You do.
And iPhones, apparently, as well. Thank you so much for getting involved. And you've screwed us over, because I wanted a point on the board today.
Neither of us got one.
And maybe I'll come see you if I need gas or electricity, right?
Yes, please.
Absolutely. Thanks, mate.
Enjoy your day.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Well, do you know what? He must work in like the call center or something, because he's so good on the phone.
He fooled us.
Sounded media
so
trained.
So confident. You know, he has to work in sales.
Definitely.
Absolutely has to work in sales, because you know what? I'm thinking of switching to AGL now.
Now because of Jack.
And I already have an iPhone though, so he hasn't swayed me on the iPhone, but maybe I'll go to Guzman.
For lunch.
Gomez afterwards for some of chimichangas. All right, what's the goss? Up next with producer Jackson. What's on the way?
Taylor Swift's got an honorary doctorate from a New York university, and I'm going to play you some of her speech. Also, to Diddy, P. Diddy, whatever his name is, he's clarified. Like, we've finally got an actual answer as to what his real name is.
Nobody
I'm
knows.
I'm going to say it's Diddy, because that's his Instagram or Twitter at the moment,
well,
I believe.
I'll play the audio.
Oh, you've got the official...
I've got the official
change
audio.
...change of name document
yes.
for us. All right, yes. We'll get into it next.
Can't you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's
all right, Jackson, Taylor Swift is now an honorary degree holder.
Yes, and I'm going to apologize in advance. I've got the hiccups, so if you hear anything strange during this, that's what it is. So NYU's given her an honorary doctorate in the fine arts, and she's taken a moment, or 40 minutes, actually, huge what? Speech, to just speak about her life experience and give some advice.
Effortlessness is a myth. The people who wanted it the least were the ones I wanted to date and be friends with in high school. The people who want it the most are the people I now hire to work for my company.
She's also spoken out about being cancelled and being cringe as well. She says it's fine. It's going to happen.
When was she cancelled?
She got cancelled with the Kim Kanye situation and the phone call.
Yes. That's right.
Which we've all now realised was just a big manipulation by Kanye West. And we all feel really bad that we treated Taylor Swift like that.
Yes.
You know, good on Taylor Swift, though. She's managed to stay alive all these years. She's powered through. She's remained relevant.
Does anyone here really agree with the whole honorary doctorate thing?
If they gave it to me, 100% do agree.
Okay, but if they don't give it to you?
I still agree. I think it's good. I mean, you see all these people in the fine arts in NYU. A lot of them would be sitting there thinking about their predecessors, people like Lady Gaga and stuff like that.
So true, I guess
they're responsible in a way. They influence culture and media.
The only the only good thing it does, I guess, is it gets Taylor Swift to that university to speak to some kids. Maybe some get inspired. That's probably the main benefit.
Well, is she going to pull a Miranda Kerr and pay all their student debt? Or
now we're talking.
She could. She's worth a lot. Well, a lot of people are up there saying that she's so rich and to give that kind of life advice and be like, just roll on when she's talking to people that are in so much debt.
She actually did work hard from when she was like 16 years old. I'll give Taylor Swift that.
Yeah, she was like a Beyonce. Do you know what? I agree with the doctorate. I don't agree with participation awards, though.
Sure.
You shouldn't get an award for just participating.
Absolutely not.
Diddy, P. Diddy, he's opened up about his real name. Now, a number of years ago, he made this video on Instagram and Twitter. The world melted down. He said he was changing his name to Love. And then, like, a week later, he come out with this.
Today, I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play around with the internet. I was only joking, okay? I didn't change my name. It's just part of one of my alter egos. You can address me by any of my older names.
That's why you don't trust celebrities. They're all a bunch of liars, right? So he's appeared on The Ellen Show, and he's revealed... I know, the only good thing about it is that it's the ending. Light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming to an end. So he's revealed that he did actually change his name to Love. And I'm still sort of confused about where he stands.
I feel it's very important that I clear that up. I decided that I'm just going to go with the name Diddy.
But didn't you change it to Love officially?
See, Diddy's my nickname.
Uh-huh.
Love is my real name.
Okay.
So I just changed my name to Love. Sean
Love Combs. That's what it says on my driver's license. That's my official name, Love.
He's pulled a J-Lo on us. It's not about the awards, but I'll cry and stay in bed for a week.
Absolutely. So let's just go through this. It was Puff Daddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then Puff. Then P. Diddy. Then Diddy. Then Love, and I'm pretty sure he went back to Puff for like 2 weeks.
Well, he had some weird tiger name as
well. Oh, he did as well.
That's right. If you can't keep up, congratulations, you're in the majority.
Yep.
No one can keep up. Nobody knows.
I'm going as whatever he wants to be called, I don't care. It's Diddy. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Diddy. What are you guys going
with?
Did
he change it? Did he not?
Did he? Oh, that was well done. Props to you, my friend.
Yeah, he's a weird guy. The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crevo.
Oh, genius?
Yeah.
Is that what we got? Okay, we'll go with that.
The Novos.
Because I have to listen to all things.
Local ads.
Weird.
105.3
New FM.
And straight over after us, 105 minutes commercial free with producer Jackson.
Yo, and Selena Gomez, don't forget her.
The best.
Did you know this happens to go missing from the log?
Don't
blame me. I'm out of the studio at 9.
Meg,
you
need to watch her on Saturday Night Live.
I refuse to.
No,
okay, granted, as I said, great person, not a great musician.
Oh, disagree.
Yes.
Anyway.
Look, people,
she's with Marshmallow or something in this, isn't she?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But look, this is just living proof you can put your differences aside and work in harmony.
Yeah.
Sam Smith,
I can get behind Sam.
In there as well, and the OG Riri.
Love this.
So this is before Bad Girl Riri came out, right?
Yeah, this is like sweet little Riri.
Pre-S&M and all that.
Yeah.
Yes. I would love her regardless. Happy mama to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whips and chains excite
exactly. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming your way after 9 o'clock this morning with Jackson. We cannot wait.
One of the great things in this job, Meg, is giving people money can't buy experiences.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing up next because we are crowning this week's Knights Kid. Up next.
Very exciting because the Knights are taking on the Broncos tonight at McDonald Jones Stadium. We had a win last week against the Bulldogs. First win after 7 losses in a row.
Hopefully another one tonight.
Hopefully another win. A home win would be even better. So we're going to meet our next Knights Kid in this very...
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our new FM... Knights Kid.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to run the game ball out on game day with the energy of the crowd all around you in your own town.
Crowds screaming everything you want, especially if you're an aspiring, football player.
Exactly. Or you just love the Knights.
Let's meet Carly. Hey, how are you, babe?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Now, you have a little one named Kobe who is absolutely Knights obsessed.
He sure is.
All right. Tell me the feeling on last week when they finally got a win for the first time in a couple of matches.
Oh, we had tears in our house. He was that excited.
Oh, that's so cute.
So was he analysing? Does he analyse the games afterwards and saying, this is what I would have done, this is what I would have done?
Yep, he does. That's all we hear about. He's on the iPad looking at the stats.
Of course, really? Wow. So he's full on. He's going to be at the next. If he doesn't become a player, he's going to become the next Knights coach, is what you're telling me.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
How brilliant.
He is going to be running the game ball out tonight with the Knights vs Broncos at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Yeah, very exciting.
Very exciting. Does he know about it yet?
Oh, he does. He's very excited. Can't wait.
He's at school today telling everybody, come to the Knights game tonight because I'm going to be running the ball out.
I'll be on the field.
That is so good. Well, congratulations and thank you for registering.
And thanks so much.
You are so welcome. How good is that?
So cute. 8 years of age.
Yep. From Bolton Point.
Big win. Crying. You know.
Yes. Well, hopefully there's a big win tonight.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
You know what? Let's make the Broncos cry.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that idea. If you want to register for your kid to be a Knights Kid, newfm.com.au. It's an it's a money can't buy experience.
That's right, and it's so easy to register, yeah. And you could be the next person doing it.
Absolutely. Another chance to win, though, is with Birthday Lotto up next worth $675. Creevo, what month are we looking for?
All right, I've just spun the wheel, and it has come up.
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
February.
You're not going to believe it.
Oh, no way.
I'm not joking. Have a look at the wheel.
Get out. I'm psychic, baby. All right, if you're born in February... I'm born in February as well. Maybe it was just my psychic connection. If you're born in February and you want to win $675, we are playing Birthday Lotto next. Good morning.
The Novos.
Wow. Are you serious?
I wish. It's Newcastle's easiest way to win cash. I wish. And all you need is a birthday.
Thank you so much.
The Novos. Birthday. Lotto.
All right, a couple of minutes ago, I predicted that the month would be February. Yep. I predict we are going to give away $675 to whoever this magical person is we have on the line right now.
It's Erin from Birmingham Gardens, as a uni student, studying nursing, a mum of three, and loves herself a good episode of NCIS and can't say no to a block of chocolate. Wants to put the cash towards a weekend away for the family. That'd be nice.
I love that. Hello, Erin. Hey, Erin, you there? Oh, no, we lost Erin. Oh, no, she's on the wrong... Oh, I'm on the wrong one there. Erin.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, hello. No, I pressed the wrong button. That's my fault. Maybe I'm delaying giving you this money. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, good luck, Erin. We're about to spin these balls for you,
I have to ask you, block of chocolate, what's your favourite kind of chockey?
Oh.
I put you on the spot, didn't I?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah, peppermint.
I'm a
peppermint. Beautiful. I love that.
Ugh.
Ugh. Oh, get off. Creepo? Absolutely. All right, let's spin these birthday balls.
Peppermint. Are you kidding?
I love peppermint. You got to be in the mood for it, but when you are, it's delicious. Okay, Erin, were you born on the 28th of February?
No.
Oh, my prediction was way off.
It was a prediction streak of one.
Yeah, it was, actually. Drown your sorrows in a block of peppermint chocolate, Erin. I'm so sorry. That's unfortunate.
Geez, we went from no chat to no chat, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Sorry, Erin. Okay, 105 commercial free up next with Jackson.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Do you know what's an underrated chocolate, just while we're on the topic
of
it?
Don't say Turkish Delight.
No, orange and chili. Whoa. Chocolate.
Is that Lindt?
I had the Lindt chili once. I wasn't a fan.
Well, don't like Selena Gomez. Don't like... what is happening? Lindt?
You know what? I'll just cancel myself right now.
Yeah, Meg's cancelled. Glass Animals is on the way. Alien Anthem.
Beautiful.
Oh my God, how long is so long? And
Ava Max.
This is your song, Meg, because all of your revelations today.
I'm sweet but psycho.
Sweet but psycho. Don't sweet. Like chili
how
chocolate.
Am I sweet though? I'm kind of brutal.
No, you're sweet, but you don't like Selena Gomez, so you're a
and
psycho.
And I don't like chili chocolate. And chili chocolate isn't sweet anyway. It's normally with dark chocolate.
It's still pretty sweet.
Dark chocolate is not sweet at all.
There's still a mad amount of sugar
in
it.
We'll do some chocolate chat tomorrow and figure this out.
We'll chat off air.
Yeah. 105 minutes to round three is next with producer Jackson. We will catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.